1027 Business with Michael Avery.
It sometimes happens that taxpayers and taxpayer representatives appeal the decision made by the Office of the Tax Ombud regarding complaints that were lodged. Now, when this happens, the matter is referred to the Tax Ombud's Appeal Committee, which is chaired by the CEO of the office, Professor Thabo Lekhwalia. But how does it work in practice? Well, we've invited Gert van Heerden, Tax Ombud Senior Manager, to share a detailed case analysis of a case that was recently appealed. Gert, all the best for the new year. Great to have you back on the show. Can you just remind listeners about the service of the Tax Ombud and what you offer?
Thank you, Michael, and thank you, and good afternoon to all your listeners. Essentially, what we do at the Office of the Tax Ombud is any time when somebody has a complaint against SARS that they do not manage to resolve, they can approach our office and we assist them to resolve those complaints.
Can you just take listeners through this case study where a taxpayer appeal was rejected for failure to follow SARS process?
Well, sure. Any ombudsman internationally is really a last recourse for anybody that has a complaint against whatever the subject is complained against. So when it comes to our office, the law obliges us to refer a taxpayer back to SARS if they didn't try to resolve it with SARS first. But there are extenuating circumstances where we can actually look into a matter if a taxpayer didn't try to resolve it with SARS. So one of those issues is where we have identified something as a systemic issue, or if a taxpayer stands to suffer some form of prejudice if they go to SARS before coming to our office. But in general, more than 90% of the complaints that we reject is because taxpayers come to us prematurely because they did not approach SARS first and try to resolve it. And we have to be very clear about this. When we're talking about exhausting SARS complaint mechanism, complaint resolution mechanism, we're talking about the Complaints Management Office, and they've got a procedure that a taxpayer needs to follow. If they do not follow it, we are obliged by law to send them back to SARS and to refer the case back to SARS. So in this specific instance, a taxpayer requested SARS to provide them with a deceased estate duty clearance letter as well as with a estate compliance letter, which is two different kinds of letters. And SARS issued the one letter, but they failed to issue the other letter. The taxpayer never approached SARS's Complaints Management Office, and they came to our office directly. And the matter was rejected. But we know that we are not perfect. And because we're not perfect, we have the appeal mechanism that you referred to earlier. So we actually have a committee sitting that is chaired by our CEO. I sit on it myself, and also the operations senior manager, Talita Muare, sits on it. And we consider whether the initial committee that rejected the case actually dealt with it correctly. So in this case, anybody can come back to us and say, well, I'm not happy with the way that you reject my complaint. And in this case, the tax practitioner came back and they said to us, but we did go to SARS Complaints Management Office. And accordingly, it was referred then to our committee, the appeal committee. And we reviewed it. But what people need to understand is we have access to SARS's system. So we can check up not only on SARS, but also on taxpayers as well. And you need to also understand that we are in the middle. We're objective and we're impartial. So yeah. We don't take sides. So we could see that the tax practitioner that never actually went to the Complaints Management Office. There was no history, no proof that they ever approached the Complaints Management Office. So we were comfortable that the rejection was initially the case, when the case was rejected as being premature, that was in fact the case. So when we reject a case, we need to stress that it doesn't mean, or for being premature, I need to stress that it doesn't mean that we're saying a taxpayer does not have a valid reason to complain. This is a procedural thing. And we very often get people who are very frustrated because they are already frustrated with dealing with SARS, and then they come to our office and, not knowing our procedures that we have to follow, they come to us prematurely. We're not saying that you do not have a valid complaint. So in this case, there was a valid complaint, but the taxpayer just needed to go back to SARS first before they could approach us.
I think it's such an important point to make that in that in order for a taxpayer to avoid the disappointment of having their complaints rejected by the Office of the Tax Ombud, they simply just need to exhaust that SARS internal complaints process before approaching the office for assistance. Now, if they've done that, what generally is the turnaround time to resolve complaints?
It really depends on the kind of issues that we have. Some of the issues are very quick and it takes a couple of days. But in mostly, we are also dependent on SARS to actually implement our recommendations. We try to get them to do it within 15 days, and our agreement with them is to come back to us within 15 days. Unfortunately, we're not meeting that yet. But we are working with SARS and engaging with them to try to make that faster.
Well, I think the bottom line is that if you're as a taxpayer or your advisor, if you haven't exhausted that internal complaints mechanism inside SARS, then the only time the Office of the Tax Ombud will accept a tax complaint is if there are really compelling circumstances for taxpayers not taking the SARS route first. But it is always advisable to follow due process and procedure. Sometimes, as frustrating as it can be, that is the way you can guarantee yourself a more favorable outcome. That was Kurt van Heerden, Tax Ombud Senior Manager, with a really interesting case study into how the Office of the Tax Ombud works to ensure that it levels the playing fields between taxpayers and SARS here on Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.